Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
From hidden gems to can't-miss classics, it's time to hit the road. This is Best of the Midwest.
All right, looking forward to this one. We're going to Ludington, Michigan. And we're going to learn all about it here with Brandy Miller. Brandy Miller joins us right now, Executive Director of Pure Ludington. Brandy, it's good to talk to you again. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Were you on hold when I was trying to explain where Ludington was on the mitten? Did that make any sense what I said?
It made total sense to me. I'm born and raised in Michigan, so I knew exactly what you were talking about, and you perfectly described where Ludington is.
The tip of
right
the pinky.
On the pinky.
Oh,
yep.
Right. Okay, I'm going to take a little victory lap there. So then
Yes. We
know it's the tip of the pinky, which means it's on Lake Michigan. That's selling point number one, right? First and foremost, you're a lakefront community.
Yeah, I mean, yes, we are a beach town on Lake Michigan, and, you know, I know people are thinking back to school and fall and all the things, but, you know, we're coming up on a time of the year this fall is, you know, September is really that sweet spot. It still feels like summer. There's so much still to enjoy, you know, about being along Lake Michigan, and yet we're getting those early hints of fall. So, yeah, it's a great time to spend a little weekend getaway. And for your Chicago listeners, Ludington is about, you know, a 3.5-4 hour drive, just making it an easy long weekend getaway. So
September's the best month of the year in Chicago, I contend, weather-wise and vibes-wise. I bet it's up there for Ludington for those exact reasons. You can get a hot day and still enjoy being outside, and you know that the days are numbered, so you soak it in a little bit more, and then you get kind of those fall fun festival vibes too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The water's still warm, and there are some of those really nice still beach days. You can actually get in the lake, which is nice. And, you know, I think fall gives us some of the best sunsets. So even if you're not getting in the water, they're just like the most vibrant sunsets of the whole year. But yes, you can. It slows down a little bit, which I think people are really craving in life. And yeah, you get those cooler evenings, and like you said, those first hints of fall, and lots still happening to get outside and enjoy, and even some of those fall favorites.
When I think of fall and Ludington or Western Michigan in general, I'm thinking, the farmers markets, wineries, orchards, I don't know, hiking opportunities. Is that all like what encapsulates Ludington?
Absolutely, yes. You know, a lot of people love to head out to Ludington State Park. It's one of just a handful that are open in Michigan year-round, but they have miles of trails. You can explore the dunes. Big Saddle Lighthouse is actually out at Ludington State Park, and you can climb to the top through the end of September, and you get the most beautiful view of Lake Michigan, but also the colors of the changing landscape. So it really is kind of a focal point for a lot of people when they're here in Ludington is Ludington State Park, because you can really do a lot out there. But of course, we've got weekly farmers markets still happening downtown, wineries you can step into and enjoy. We've got three in the area that are also great along if you're wanting to kind of get those early peaks of color and do a little color tour. Great drives to all three of them. So you can stop and have a little taste in the tasting room, but enjoy some of the fall color along the way. And yes, there's lots of opportunities for hiking and biking. And again, even some of that, you know, things you want to hang on from summer. So get out on the lake and do some fishing. You can get some beach days in. So lots still to be had.
Not to offend you, I hope, but I go to Wisconsin a lot. And I do go to Michigan, too. Love you guys as well. But Wisconsin, yeah, I think, does a great job showing where the color changes are in the leaves. They got like a map. Is there a site or is there a way for people to kind of get a sense for when the leaves are changing by you to try and kind of time this out perfectly? I know each year is different, so like real-time data so you can kind of chase the colors?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would tell you, Pure Michigan, they do a wonderful job of doing kind of a weekly like color forecast. We do the same if you follow us on any of our social media channels, Pure Ludington. And we also get a lot of people who just call and check in with us here in the office and just say, what are the colors looking like? Which, you know, near the water, we're kind of what we tend to hang on a little longer than some of the inland areas. But yes, we have a nice little color forecast that we can share.
Well, that's what because I think that people sometimes in the fall, especially, like the spontaneous trip. Maybe it's not they built a whole week around a summer vacation. It's, hey, it's Wednesday. What could we do this weekend? Is it usually like sold out weeks in advance, or are there usually some good opportunities to get a place to stay in Ludington for a weekend?
You know, in the fall, weekends can be busy, but really spontaneous trips are still very achievable in Ludington. Like I mentioned, it's a little bit of the beginning of, you know, entering into a little slower period of time. But there's so many lodging options for people who are taking a last minute kind of weekend getaway, whether you're looking for a bed and breakfast that's close to downtown or even a cottage or cabin out on Hamlin Lake. There's everything in between. So you don't need too far in advance, but certainly a last-minute spontaneous trip is also welcome.
We were talking earlier in the show that this weekend is the sturgeon moon, and we made the joke about going fishing on one of the lakes. Do you guys have, like, fishing from Ludington that we can, like, charter something?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We're a big destination for charter fishing. In fact, we're the number one salmon fishing port in Michigan. So lots of big lake experiences, lots of charter captains who know exactly where to put visitors on top of some fish to take home. And we also have a program here called Catch and Cook. So you can take your catch from your charter excursion, assuming you got some, but most likely you will. You can take them to some of the restaurants and they'll prepare it for you.
Oh, really?
Serve it up to you. So yeah, we have the full experience if you're really looking for it. In the fall, we have rivers and river guides who'll take you on the rivers and do some fishing that way too. If the big lake is not calling your name, but yes, lots of fishing experiences here as well.
When I go around Southwest Michigan, there's a lot of billboards for wineries. Get off at this exit for this one or the other one. Does that continue as I go further north by you guys?
Oh yes, yeah. We actually have had a little bit of an expansion of some wineries here. A couple of them that you would want to check out if you were in our area, Pierre Marquette Winery. They're just south of Ludington, just a little bit. And again, one of those great spots if you're looking to kind of take a back road. They've got a beautiful setting not too far from Lake Michigan, actually. But they have some favorites like their Badger Red and some of the local names for a lot of their wines, and a great tasting experience as well. And then just east of Ludington is the town Scottville, and they have a wonderful winery as well, a tasting room right in their downtown. And south as well, there's a couple wineries when you get closer past Pentwater and Hart. So lots of tasting experiences for those wanting to dip into some wine in the fall, which sounds great.
When I'm thinking 3.5-4 hours away, you know, it's not an hour or two, of course, but mm-hmm. I start thinking about what's the minimum number of nights I need to stay a place to make that worth it. And when you're in Ludington, now I'm going, and this is probably to your advantage, I'm thinking that's a two-nighter at least. Right now I'm not thinking that's a one-night. What do you guys have in the way of like helping people extend from a one-night to a two-night stay?
And perfect, yes, perfect time to do it. Yeah, a long weekend. You can get in the car, leave, maybe take off from work a little early on Friday, make it here, maybe enjoy a dinner. And yes, you can leave on Sunday afternoon and still make it home in time to get ready for the week ahead. So two nights is perfect, and we have a number of lodging properties throughout the county this fall that are offering half off a second night stay.
Oh, wow.
Starting after Labor Day through the end of October. So fall is a great time. Plan that weekend getaway, and two nights is perfect.
Yeah, I was just that's a smart thing to do, because I think a lot of people, well, I'll just try it for a night. Then you're already thinking about coming home the next day. That's no fun. Second night and make it as easy as possible. We got about like a minute left. Anything that we missed that you want to make sure we highlight in 60 seconds?
Well, I just think, you know, this time of year is one of the best little stretches of time, that late summer to early fall. And, you know, if you haven't been to Ludington, you will fall in love. We'd love to see you here in Ludington this fall.
What website should people go to if they're looking to start their stay?
Yes, pureludington.com.
Oh, that's easy. Oh, we got a last-minute question. 815, can you ask your guests if it's better to drive to Milwaukee and take the ferry across, or is it better to drive to Indiana and up Michigan Shore to Ludington? I forgot about the ferry.
Yes, you can take the ferry, although the ferry that drops you right in Ludington travels between Manitowoc and Ludington. And, you know, I always say I think that's a really awesome way to start your trip, because the minute you get on board the Badger, really, like, your vacation starts. So that's a great way to get here. And the Badger, so much to do on board. It's a great, great experience if you haven't traveled. So I would be in favor of the Badger.
That sounds awesome. Oh, I want to get on the Badger, baby. Okay.
Yeah.
Pick the pinky. That's what I'm going to say. Go to Ludington. Brandy, I don't think that slogan's going to take off, but thank you.
Thank you.
Pure Ludington. How cool is that?